Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And to help us, as always, John Swamp Fox Warner, who is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
A really good entrepreneur was recently recognized for a lifetime achievement. C-Level Systems founder and CEO Tom O'Hanlon received the Outstanding Manufacturing Life Service Award from the South Carolina Manufacturing Conference and Expo. I've known Tom for a long time, and this is one of those things that's really well-deserved. And I think Tom is a great illustration when we talk about how important entrepreneurship is and how important it is to have homegrown companies and companies that are founded here. He was employed by a large company in the upstate, laid off from his job, had to find something to do, and decided to start a company. And an awful lot of entrepreneurs start that way, don't they?
Well, they do. They say that bad economic times spawn more entrepreneurs than any other time.
Right. So, you know, all of a sudden your situation changed, and you got to figure out what to do. And he had designed one of the first communication boards for the IBM PC back in 1984. You don't think about that. Something somebody in South Carolina would have done. I mean, the IBM PC came out in 81, so he's pretty much ahead of the curve, isn't he?
Yeah, that goes way back.
Way back. So he started C-Level and then started developing a whole variety of communications and input-output products for personal computers. A lot of them are very specialized things might, the Department of Defense might use or industrial clients might use, and has grown a very significant, successful business in Liberty, South Carolina. And so now he has served on the boards of lots of organizations, Baptist Easley Hospital, Pickens County School District, Tri-County Technical College, lots of different things in the manufacturing community. And what's important is, you know, he's doing all of this in Liberty because that's where he lives. So, you know, he found the support to start a company, to build a significant amount of wealth, to, you know, develop a lot of skills. And not only has he been a successful entrepreneur, and, you know, that benefited a lot of people in Pickens because they have jobs, but he's taken that position that he had and now had a huge impact, you know, in leadership in his community. And that's where this kind of community leadership comes from. You know, when we lose a big headquarters location in the state, not only do we lose the executives from that particular business, but we lose their participation in all these kinds of boards, education boards and philanthropic boards. We also lose their contributions. So it's just really important that we focus on, you know, these kinds of entrepreneurial companies, because folks like Tom make a big disproportionate impact on the community as a whole.
And I'm sure that part of this success has been attributed to his success in bringing employees to South Carolina to work for his company.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, he's been doing this 37 years, and don't you know that he's had some opportunity to attract some really talented people here, and he's a leader in what he does. And so there's people he's brought to the upstate of South Carolina, and they found a home here. And that impacts us in a good way, too, right? Because they have a good income. They spend money in stores and restaurants and retail. Their children go to school and are probably from a family that's pretty well-educated. So, yeah, the ability of a great company like C-Level not only to develop what's here, but then to recruit talent and other things from outside the state is another part of what's really important. You're exactly right about that. So when we talk about an ecosystem developing what's in our backyard, you know, and then being strong enough in your industry segment that you start attracting resources from outside the community, and that's going to help not only C-Level, but it's going to help, for example, Tri-County Technical College, which is in C-Level's backyard and in a institution that's, you know, C-Level pulls local talent from. Again, it's back to that development of an ecosystem that can make all the various organizations more successful than they otherwise would be on their own.
Well, John, great story. Thanks so much for sharing. We're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.